From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police conducted a series of raids overnight, arresting several people following Wednesday's London attack that killed at least five and injured dozens after a car plowed into pedestrians close to Parliament. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police believe the attacker acted alone. Mark Rowley heads counter-terrorism policing.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into railings protecting Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter the building. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman killed.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today, expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved, said the location of Wednesday's incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values was doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in 2005. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to another year in prison, fining him as well for interfering with witnesses, including offering bribes during his earlier trial. This is VOA News.